PM board bombs.
Welcome back to EM board bombs. I'm sitting here alongside Dr. Briggs. Yes, you heard that correctly. This is myself, Iltifat Hussain, sitting alongside Dr. Blake Briggs at his place in Knoxville, Tennessee. We just finished a grueling backpacking trip in the Smoky Mountains.
The Great Smoky Mountains.
The Great Smoky Mountains. What trail do we do again?
That's not important.
It's not important. All right, we'll keep that confidential. But it's a grueling trip. We were out in the woods, fishing, camping. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here and to have you in the EM Board Bombs co-founder, co-host studio. Dr. Briggs, co-host, co-founder studio. Pleasure to have you here. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, all of our fans, in particular, Emergency Medicine News. EM News, the voice of emergency medicine. If you're an emergency medicine physician, did you know you get a free subscription to EM News? You can find our podcast on the EM News website. Check it out. They do great things, great articles, great editorials. Check it out.
They've been a great partner. I love them. We've done some collabs with them at ASAP and other types of collaborations as well. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hey, I can't get over the fact that we're doing this live.
What's hilarious is that we're on it took us 2 hours to get this going because we couldn't get our mics functioning right.
Yeah, let's not tell people that. I mean, are competent in what we do.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think the mic company itself is.
Oh, no, it's not. We just want to make people know that this is a grassroots podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
This is true podcast.
I mean, we're blue collar. We're blue collar podcast.
Yeah, we don't have a tech team to take care of everything. Hey, so for EM Board Bombs, if you're just joining us for the first time and wondering what the heck is going on, this is the blue collar podcast of emergency medicine. Our motto is come for the stems, stay for the content. And boy, do we have a good one for you today, courtesy of Dr. Hussain and I. This podcast series covers board relevant material, but we prepare you for life as well. Hashtag EM Life. In just 15 to 20 minutes, we're telling you what you need to know for the test and for life. We've already given a shout out to EM News. Hey, I have to set the record straight.
I heard about this.
I know you did.
I did. I everyone know. Told me about it.
Yep, CNN covered it. Fox News covered it. Everybody covered
everyone,
it.
Everyone covered it.
Absolutely. So last week, we have a typo we have to correct. And now this is great, though, because I've heard of companies and podcasts doing this. They mentioned something wrong in a prior episode, and it stimulates people to go listen to that prior episode. So this is great, actually. It works for our benefit. Because now you're going to wonder what I messed up on. And I'm only going to give you a hint. That's the thing. You don't tell them actually what you messed up on, and so they have to go back and listen to it. Okay. I watched a whole Reddit thing on this.
Okay. That's great. This sounds terrible. But
yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So last week, we were talking about syphilis, Marlena and I, Dr. Wasisi Kuhn, Dr. We mentioned a typo about a specific reaction, a specific spirochete issue that happens when treating spirochete infections or spirochetes, whatever you want to call them. And we mentioned, in particular, a type of infection, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which we were incorrect. As in, we as in myself, was incorrect about the specific type of reaction. So I want to make sure that wasn't the point of the podcast. It was just a side comment. That's what I get from making side comments, right?
Right.
The banter was inappropriate.
Yes.
So just block that from your brain when you listen to that episode. We are going to correct it. But I want to thank Mallory, one of our premium subscribers, one of our main subscribers who caught this, emailed me very politely and said, hey, Dr. Briggs, I think you may have made a mistake. And guess what, Mallory? You're 100% right. So thanks for calling us out. And we appreciate the feedback. We love getting emails, love getting topic suggestions. So keep it up.
I bet you she's a wonderful physician.
Absolutely.
Because she listens to EM Rapid Bombs.
I thought you were going to say because she corrects me.
Well, yeah. I mean, both, yeah. I would say, right?
Yeah. It's tough to shoulder all the weight when I'm doing all the episodes all the time. All right.
Oh my God.
Let's dive into the stem. Go and read the stem.
Hey, so after the stem in question, Blake and I are going to talk about the camping trip and what went down. There's some funny moments that we'll get into, but let's save that for the post. All right. Hey, remind me to tell some funny stories. All right. Great. So here's the stem. A 33-year-old female presents to the emergency department after a 1 week history of nausea, foul smelling, which she describes as oily diarrhea and abdominal cramps. She reports that she recently traveled to a developing country where she consumed local street food. Physical examination reveals mild dehydration. When you look at her in a weird way, you know, that part where she said her stools were oily, she then, without prompting, shows you a picture of her stool with the boomerang she made of her odd appearing stools over the last few days.
Happens to me all the time.
You'd be shocked how many times she'll just bust out that phone. I'm like, I don't want to see it. They're like, here, I have it on my phone. Sometimes it's like, you're going to be getting a rectal anyways.
Here's a question. Do we know anybody personally that takes pictures of their poop?
I don't know, maybe this is something people do privately and just show their ER physicians. I assume you don't think they show their primary care doctor. All right. Now, to her credit, her stool does have a shiny and oily sheen about it.
So she was right.
No, she was right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So which of the following tests will reveal the likely diagnosis? Is it A, a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis? Is it B, stool and ova and parasite examination? Is it C, stool and culture for bacterial pathogens? Or is it D, C. difficile testing? Hey, Briggs, what's the correct answer here?
Hey, I'll tell you, but first I have to talk about EM rapid bombs. Yeah. I know people are used to this by now, aren't we?
I think they are. We'll cut it short.
Cut it really short.
EM rapid bombs. Go to our website.
Just go check it out.
Check it out. We got like 400 episodes now.
It takes like 2 clicks to sign up. Yeah. You go to emboardbombs.com, click on Interactive Question Bank, and you're listening to the Premium Podcast within 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
You get a special link to our episodes, downloads directly to your podcast player of choice. You're done. You're learning board pearls for life as well.
Yeah, it's been great to see folks
who have
started listening to it more than two years ago. And even after they finished boards, even after they finished the ITE, they continue to listen to it. It's pretty awesome.
That's right. So let's move on.
It's great.
People know about this now. Let's just go. Correct answer here is choice B, stool and ova and parasite examination. This is going to be the most appropriate test. And here's why. Given the patient's symptoms, given their travel history, she is at highest risk for a parasitic infection. Like what? What bug?
Giardia.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you're doing really well with that considering your ESL. Giardia.
That's why I had to whisper it really fast.
Yeah. Just say it. That's what I've discovered in life. You say things really fast, no one notices.
No one notices.
So here's the deal. Giardia duodenalis or Giardia lamblia. This is a protozoan parasite. Now it's capable of causing, obviously, diarrheal illness, and it's a significant cause of morbidity and mortality as a waterborne or foodborne illness for international travelers. It infects nearly, this is a crazy stat, it infects nearly 35% of people in developing countries. It is the most common intestinal parasitic infection affecting human beings. Now, thankfully, when we went camping yesterday, we did not get this.
That we know of.
Though. Yeah, it's we're still within a 24-hour period.
It does take some time.
Yeah, that's true. So, hey, tell us about that clinical presentation. There are two words here I think that stand out the most. But tell me what you think it is.
Flatulence.
That's number one.
That's number one. There's just like a lot of...
There's a lot of that going on.
A lot of gas.
Yeah, and that's a question, stem word.
Yeah, I shouldn't say gas, by the way. It's just flatulence.
Yes.
It's a bit more professional.
It's be professional here.
Yeah. Yes, always.
Yep.
Nausea. Mm-hmm. Vomiting, mm-hmm. diarrhea. Mm-hmm. That's just the
process. Okay, not specific.
Right? That's kind of foul smelling stools.
There we go. Bingo.
I kind of struggle with that too because I'm like,
I know, but on the boards, they're going to, I don't know.
They'll mention that.
Foul smell. They have to tell you that.
Now, here's the key one too, steatorrhea.
Or steatorrhea.
Sorry.
Hey, less unique and I would say expected symptoms, things that they're not going to help you at all, but they're just there. Yeah. Abdominal cramps, dehydration, weight loss, great. Right. Hey, so what's the prevention here? Let's be real.
Look, just good hygiene. So before preparing food, eating, caring for patients, especially after, using a toilet, right? Just good hygiene.
We're giving you life pearls here.
I mean, that's just life pearls straight up, right? Minimizing contact with animal feces as it's transferable between animals and humans.
Well, and lastly,
just drink safe water.
I mean, filter your water.
Filter your water like we did. We filtered our water.
Yeah, we did great.
Yeah.
Delicious tasting water, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Mountain stream.
Mountain stream water is just gorgeous.
Yeah. No additives.
Out there. Yeah, there's no
GMO.
Runoff. No, no runoff or anything. Yeah. All organic, I believe.
That water. No hormones.
Straight up organic water.
Organic water.
Yeah,
it's basically Fiji.
I mean, I think better than Fiji, personally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, so what's the treatment for this thing? Straightforward.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it's going to be flagyl, also known as what, Dr. Briggs?
Metronidazole. You, yes. I like how you thank softly you. Threw that to me so I could say it for you.
Thank you so much.
But I'm going to give you the other one.
BID, 5 to 7 days.
Or
albendazole.
Ooh, that was really good.
I did great on that one. Once a day for 5 days. Symptoms usually resolve in 5 to 7 days with treatment.
That's a lot of flatulence for 5 to 7 days. Hey, so here's a tough pearl. Pregnancy? Yeah. They want you just to keep the patient hydrated and defer treatment until after the first trimester.
That's hard.
Basically, if you're pregnant, it's like suck it up.
How terrible is that? How have they not figured that out?
I don't know. Can we have put someone on a better drug? I don't know.
Can we put someone on it?
No, they said you shouldn't.
35% of the population is affected.
They said you shouldn't. You got to avoid those drugs. Anyway.
Somebody needs to figure that out.
You could use paramomycin, which is never going to be on the test, so don't worry about it. Now, breastfeeding, paramomycin is okay for breastfeeding mothers. Mm-hmm. Never give metronidazole for breastfeeding mothers. Hey, let's hit the wrong answers here. So CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis for you. Grizzled ED docs out there like ordering CT scans. Sorry to tell you, this is not the right answer. And if you were curious, a CTA is also not the right answer.
So you're telling me the CT will not show that protozoa?
No, will not show that. Depends on how much contrast you use. Just kidding.
Right.
This imaging test is just not going to help you at all. It's not appropriate for infectious diarrhea in general. Even if they're having abdominal cramping, you shouldn't be getting a CT scan.
The most reassuring thing to prevent you from getting a CT scan
is diarrhea.
Is diarrhea. Yeah, that really is. Like when patients tell me that, they're like, especially when it's copious amounts of diarrhea.
Yes.
I feel great.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it's with epigastric pain. I'm like, oh, we're golden.
Weird is fantastic, right? It's like otherwise, walk into that 80-year-old patient's room.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're just getting CT imaging all day, every day. But when they're just like, hey, I'm just having tons of, and especially when they add on, everyone else in my family has this.
Oh, yeah. Then you're golden.
Then you're golden.
You're like, when can I get your discharge papers? All right. Hey, choice C was stool culture for bacterial pathogens. Now, that was probably one a lot of people leaned into. And that's because, hey, this test is important. It helps find bacterial causes. The patient's travel history and the symptoms with the steatorrhea more strongly suggest a parasitic cause. And again, the number one parasitic cause of infectious diarrhea worldwide is Giardia. That's it. And so that's why the ova and parasite examination is the more appropriate test here than a bacterial culture. Now, the last one, the C. diff test. Now, we always worry about C. diff, but there is nothing in this question giving us a hint that C. diff isn't. We had a great podcast last fall. It was, what was it, C. diff, bring your rain boots?
Oh my gosh, we could not stop making joking about that.
Oh my God, it was so good.
The jeans and the rain.
It was hilarious.
I mean, it's just... Honestly, looking back at that episode, it was us at our finest.
It was just ratchet.
It was something you would not see on any other EM podcast.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
When I sent that podcast to EM News to post on their website and sent the title, the editor of EM News LOL'd my email.
That's great. I love
it. She knew. She just knew.
Yeah, and she doesn't give LOLs for anything.
No, she's, we know her personally. She's fantastic, but she's very serious.
Yeah, she's not going to just give you LOL unless you deserve it.
Hey, let's summarize this and then finish up our story and we'll get you out of here.
Yeah. So in summary, we gave you this patient's symptoms and travel history. What were those key things that we mentioned that they'll always mention on the boards?
Always going to mention foul-smelling stools and steatorrhea.
Yeah, steatorrhea.
And possibly travel history. Possibly.
Yeah, maybe that.
But it's going to be something with drinking, either traveling and or drinking water from like camping or something like that. You're out and about in the wilderness or something.
So for that, it's really going to be the stool, ova, and parasite examination. It's going to be the key thing. And other tests like stool cultures for bacterial pathogens or C. diff testing, that's going to be just completely different context. A CT scan of the abdomen, definitely not going to be helpful here. So again, remember those keywords and how they're going to present Giardia. That's key. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to talk about camping now?
Let's go ahead.
Oh, man. What a fun time.
I'm waiting for it.
What a fun time. So we came here. I came to Knoxville the other day. I actually brought my 9-year-old son. It was a lot of fun. This is his first backpacking trip. We did a nice backpacking trip, into the Smokies.
We can't reveal the details of this experience.
We don't want to reveal the details. Many details.
We don't want to attract too many tourists.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we had a campsite for ourselves.
Oh, yeah, pristine camping environment.
Yeah, great fishing, too. Caught a couple of fish. It was fantastic.
Very cloudy.
That we did actually put back the fish.
We did. Put back. Yeah. Just to make sure that National Park Service is listening.
Yeah, just and also just our listeners know that we are, you know,
abiding by the rules.
Yeah, abiding by rules, and we also like to give back the fish and just not unnecessarily.
We're respectable.
Yeah, exactly.
Hashtag wilderness medicine. Hashtag leave no trace.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun and some good memories as well.
Good memories. Friendship. Hashtag friendship.
Hashtag friendship. Hashtag friendship, yes. You know, I'm still just, you know, it's crazy because of how late it is, but we're still recording this podcast despite the 2 hours of troubleshooting.
Tech work.
That we did to fix it.
Exactly.
It was great that I was able to fix it, though. I'd like to get some credit for that.
It makes up for the years of hard work I put into this podcast. The solo Briggs episodes.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy those.
Anyway. I mean, I'm quite busy with, you know, things, all right? So, yes, like fixing things on the back end. You know, I got to make sure that the website runs, the podcast runs.
Oh, my God.
But all seriousness, what a fun time in Knoxville. I was, you know, I'd never been to Knoxville, Tennessee before. Quite enjoyable. Went to a fantastic coffee shop, great food, and good stuff. All right, we'll wrap it up.
Hope you enjoyed that little side adventure there. It's not often Dr. Hussein and I get together in person, live. So we're hoping that the fans appreciate the banter. And again, check out EM Board Bombs, 15, 20-minute episodes, telling what you need to know for EM life, your boards, and of course, the Rapid Bombs. How could you forget? Rapid Bombs, go to our main website, check us out, subscribe, 4 to 6 minute rapid burl, rapid information. See you next time.
Hey, thanks. Lots of fun.
Bye.
Hashtag friends.